A reading from the Holy Gospel of John, chapter 20. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Meanwhile, Mary stood crying outside the tomb. And while she was still crying, she bent down and looked in and saw two angels dressed in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Jesus asked her. She thought he was the gardener and said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," meaning teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back to the Father. But go to the others and tell them that I am returning to my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful reading. Recently I had a rather lovely experience of being known by a child. My niece was looking after her two boys and two nephews for the holidays. So I suggested we pack a lunch and go for a picnic to the gardens. When I arrived at the appointed spot, my youngest nephew, whom let's call Geordie, looked at me in a very knowing manner. His gaze kind of held mine in a way unusual for a child of 21 months. It was as if he was saying to me in a whole new way, "I know you." And then he raised his arms in a gesture of complete trust, compelling me to pick him up. A beautiful moment. What was different about this gesture was that normally Geordie only allows his mother or father to pick him up, as he trusts them. Now, as I reflected on this incident, I was left with a feeling of being known and trusted in a new way by this little John Geordie. A new bond had been created between us and felt like a beautiful gift. In today's reading, Mary recognizes Jesus and knows him in a very new way. Can you imagine the love that compelled her to rise early before dark, to go and search for the one she has loved and who has been buried? Imagine what she must have experienced when she found the tomb empty and the stone rolled away. Like the bride in the Song of Songs, she seeks for the one her heart loves. Then she sees someone she thinks is the gardener, and he speaks to her. "Why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Now her reply comes from a stance of deep grief. "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Then comes the moment of all moments. She hears her name, Mary. In that moment, she recognizes and is known by the one she has loved. The unconditional love of God for her made manifest in Jesus. So often in John's Gospel, we hear Jesus saying that no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father. This recognition, this revelation of knowing and being known, is a gift of God. Like the look of recognition from little Geordie, it is experienced as pure gift. The experience Mary has when she hears her name is pure gift. We can all reflect on the time when we have felt our heart leap for joy at the sound of hearing our names uttered by a loved one. I have called you by name. You are mine. We are known. She is known in a new way. Like Mary, often we look into the tombs of our lives and we can experience a sense of deep emptiness as if all has been taken away. This emptiness is essential on the spiritual journey. It is only when we remain long enough to ponder this emptiness that we experience a new way of knowing, a new way of being known, and a new way of love. At present, here in our part of the world down under, the young people have flocked to Sydney for the experience of an encounter with the Pope. These young people have a longing to know and to be known, to be loved and accepted for who they are. And this happens for them when they are with their peers celebrating life. We pray that this experience may strengthen their awareness that in what may often seem to be an emptiness in their life, they may embrace the fullness of Christ in the other, the gardener, the one their hearts long for, the one who in today, Sunday's Gospel, reminds us to let the wheat and the weeds grow together. The one who takes us just as we are, wheat and weeds, goodness and failure. The one who knows us in our emptiness. And we pray for ourselves too, that we may recognize and be known by Jesus in the many guises in which he comes to us, revealing God's infinite love. And then, may we hear Jesus tell us, as he told Mary Magdalene, to go and tell the others, the brothers and sisters, that he is with us in the garden of our lives, the garden that often feels empty, especially in winter, that he, the gardener, is there, transforming our emptiness, calling us by name, and giving us a new way of knowing and being known. Blessings.